genius works behind a mask, or the mask works for a genius. Eyes closed, they ask about the future, have I seen it? Yes, they all screaming, back to the devil, still I face demons in many shapes and forms. Dice, can you take us home? Dice, can we be alone? I'm losing my mind, the voice in my head be yelling, make up a line. The voice in my heart be like, I need a sign. Patience will overcome time, say I won't make it. One thing I know, I can't fail to try. I feel getting wings and not flying to sing with the birds up high. Teach you a song, preach outside, reach your mark, pick no side. Why can't heaven let us all in? 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 Why does God let us all sin? Why can't God let us all win? Clip wings, we fall in. Why can't heaven let us all in? Why won't heaven let us all in? Why can't heaven let us all in? Why won't heaven let us all in?
Clipped Wings there by Dice Fora. He joins us now in the studio. We're on breakfast. My name is Tom Mann. So our next guest is a man of many talents. Born in South Sudan, Gabriel Akon, aka Dice Fora, is an up-and-coming hip-hop artist, poet, and also the founder of the independent record label Playback 808. So he joins us now in studio to tell us what he's been up to. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Glad to be in here.
It's fantastic to have you in. Now, your music draws from a wide range of genres and sound. How did you first become interested in music?
I think just growing up in a refugee camp in Kenya, I was exposed to music as an escape, so there's no boundaries to it. One second I'd be listening to music in my native Dinka language, then another I'd be listening to Kenyan music, and then, you know, the hip-hop culture infiltrated the whole world by that stage, so you were getting the hip-hop tracks, so there was no boundaries to the genres. I was just listening and consuming music for the sake of music. So I think just that natural progression into things, just up to the age of 10, I think that really helped, like, expand my horizons in terms of what to be inspired by. So yeah, that comes like people like Bob Marley, Fela Kuti, and then you get the Tupac's, the Notorious B.I.G., you know, you get the Jimi Hendrix, so it's wide.
Those real political truth tellers, yeah. Almost, those really radical people. Yeah,
cut through the record.
Was there lots of creativity coming, like growing up in that refugee camp too? Were there people sort of making their own music?
I mean, the means to make it was not necessarily there, but any place you put any human being still, they'll do creative things. So, like some of the games we used to play, just thinking back on it, like if it was commercialized, you know, they'll probably sell for millions of dollars, but just having time in their hands, just, you know, after the school thing, and then just being with your friends and your peers for so long and having to find outlets and do for self, and that attitude, knowing nothing is going to save you besides, you know, the fortunality that you're at a refugee camp and you're not in a war zone anymore. That's the one good thing about it, but you get time in your hands. There was a lot of creative geniuses in that place. So I think there were people that were finding ways. So I actually recorded what I would say was my first song, even though officially on record it wasn't, on a cassette player. So there was this setting where if you press the stop and like the play button, you know, it could record over certain tapes. So it's like, you know, sacrifice some music we already have just to create some. So, you know, they were very resourceful people.
Absolutely. That spirit sort of shines through no matter what.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Now, speaking of your recorded music, you released your EP, The Revolution, earlier this year.
Yeah.
What's that about? What's The Revolution?
I see that project. It's a long time coming. I worked on it for a while. So I took a 3-year hiatus, I'd say, just to kind of discover myself and see where the vision really pans out and kind of focus a lot more on the Playback 808 stuff. But The Revolution was inspired by a trip to East Africa. I tried to go back home and I ended up just absorbing a lot of things and for the 3 months I was there, and just translated that into a record where I thought, you know, it's for the people. It's a representation of someone exactly in a position like myself, because that journey didn't actually manifest in me going back to South Sudan. I actually ended up having to stay in Kenya due to some things I won't get into right now. Mm-hmm. But it just came out of a place of like hurt and misunderstanding, but at the same time hope and, you know, grateful for what's to come in the future. It was just a bridge into the stuff I've been doing and the stuff I'm about to do.
Mm. So obviously that that experience influenced this EP. Yep. Did you find many new musical inspirations through that trip?
I did. By then, you know, I've been here for 13 years. Mm-hmm. I've been corrupted a little bit by the whole genre of biasness that exists out here. So I'd say, like, I focus a lot more on the hip-hop element of things. But back there, just when you let yourself just become part of the people and just experience the culture instead of thinking, like, you know, you're a tourist, you go back to your little hotel room or wherever you're at and just listen to the same thing you've been doing or eat the same food you've been doing, you know, that's not really the way I travel, because I'm a nomad by tradition. Like, that's what my people were like. So when I was there, you know, I took in as much of the culture in Kenya, as much of it as I could, because Kenya is very multicultural in that regards. Like, has people from all walks of life, and they share their culture very amazingly. So I did get inspired, not just by the music as well, by the people, you know. Mm-hmm. When you see, like, people just have an amazing zest for life, and they don't necessarily have to live in skyscrapers to have that. It's humbling, and it shows you there's more to this whole life thing than just fancy, shiny things. It's inspirational in so many ways besides music.
So obviously social issues and people and politics is really important to you. How much does that come into play on this EP?
I touch on it, but not too heavy. I'd say it's something that I call myself a sonic activist more than a rapper. So I try to do this music thing as a vehicle to push certain agendas and, you know, really move the world forward in the best way I think I can. And my definition of that, as I improve as an artist and as a human being, it'll get better and better. So something like I've always been aware of, especially with this kind of lane of things, people hate being preached at or getting told, you know, it's a certain way as opposed to another. So I've, on this EP in particular, I set off to, you know, place markers in people's minds as opposed to, you know, think this way. I say, you know, maybe this way of thinking also exists, whether you choose to explore or not, it's up to you. It's not like full on the militant mm-hmm. Fela Kuti stage or like where Tupac got after he came out of jail. And, you know, so ease into it.
Just put ideas out there.
Exactly.
People want to learn more, they can do
that's
it themselves.
That's it. Trigger the thought process in their minds, not necessarily having to challenge their thinking. Because especially when you're an up-and-coming artist, you challenge the listener's thinking too deeply. They might be intimidated by you. They might not want to listen to you anymore. As opposed to when you're big, it doesn't matter because they will hear you on radio and you expose them at all times. So, yeah, I've got to be careful spreading that.
Well, you've mentioned Fela Kuti a couple of times now, and he's inspired a song. Should we hear a taste of that now?
100%. So just a quick background context. Yeah. Fela Kuti is a West African artist, and I'd say he was a sonic activist, even though that wasn't what people coined to call him. But he essentially used the music to fight the dictative regime of his country at that time, and he sacrificed a lot. He lost his mother in the struggle, but like it captures the vibe of what it is I'm trying to do. So this record is called Fela Kuti, and it's produced by Weirdo. And I'm gonna be doing it live. Yeah. Resistance. Playback. 808 Kingdom. Yeah. My grandfather had three more wives than Fela Kuti. Predisposition, I'm chasing down hella booty. Flicks and chilling, watching parts of the movie. Then destiny started calling, I gravitate to my duty. Overtime dice, so illuminated I can overshine lights. We've been killing time, trying to find life. But we all stars, so we gotta shine bright. I met the girl of my dreams last night. Went back to sleep, but couldn't find her. I've been looking for her since last night. Now every single day is a reminder that I ain't really trying to live with regret alone. I've been working on the biz, trying to get along. Hoping we can raise kids in a happy home. And when I make it big, put the family on. Multiply every single thing that the family own. Playback mob, I'm Don Corleone. Don't test for the kingdom and I go beyond. All measure, time is priceless, money's the wrong treasure. Black diamond under the strong pressure. But I keep it to myself, was never a confessor. And I'm repping for the refugees all around the world and the seven seas. They lost everything, so they planted seeds, hoping that their sons and daughters go to be better trees. Yeah, yeah. Said I'm repping for the refugees.
overseas, all around the world on the seven seas. I lost everything, so I'm planting seeds, hoping that my sons and daughters grow to be better trees. I'm Diaspora, and when you're feeling down, let this give you energy. Listen to this melody. Anything that you want, you can be. That's the secret they ain't willing to sell you. That's the secret I'm willing to tell you. So whatever compels you, just know. I go by the name of Diaspora, and that was Fela Kuti.
Thank you so much. That was brilliant.
I appreciate that, man.
So we've mentioned a couple of times in this interview your record label, Playback 808.
Yep.
So how did that get started? How did you begin doing?
Isolation and just survival. So I've been doing this music thing for like 7 years, and a couple of the boys have been doing it for several years as well. And just not getting some of the work we were doing translate into, let's say, the shows and the opportunities that we obviously saw people that were not, that didn't look like us, kind of get. It was kind of hurtful, you know. So, but it made us realize early on that we might have to do this by ourselves. So that whole independent attitude was set on early. So we just surrounded ourselves with initially family and then friends, and we started just getting better just by the competitive nature of the competition that was created there. So now it's gone to a phase where, you know, we're operating as an independent record label, and we just put out a record 2 weeks ago from Young ELK, this 17-year-old prodigy, like amazing, like doing incredible things right now on Spotify and all iTunes, Apple Music, playback808.com. So we've just been releasing singles at this stage, but essentially it started out as a survival, because who knows, like 3 years into making music, investing all your resources and not really seeing it manifest the way that you know it could when all things are said and done, and if everything was fair and income as it is, it can be very discouraging. And to give up on a dream is one of the most heartbreaking things, but you surround yourself with warriors and like-minded people on that, they'll keep you motivated. So it's a steel sharpens steel kind of scenario, and then it just manifested in what it is now.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that it seems has been consistent with your career and your life, just sort of working against this struggle, you've got nothing to work with, and so you just have to keep pushing.
I got a song on the Revolution called Nothing Is Something, which is, it summarizes pretty much what the attitude is, because for so long we've done so much with nothing that we feel like we can take on the world with like nothing, absolutely nothing. So up against any challenge, you know, we've made it out of some pretty bad things, not only as individuals but like collectively as a team. So just moving forward, it's always better days ahead, and that's the motto.
So can you tell us a little bit about some of these other artists that you work with on Playback 808?
Like I just mentioned, ELK was probably our youngest member. A lot of focus on him right now, because he's getting a lot of buzz on the whole Triple J high environment right now. But we got one of my favorite rappers, actually my favorite rapper, if not in Australia, but the whole world, this 20-year-old kid called Ness. He's raw, like I'm talking like Big L, like straight up in your face raw, like Nas, you know. So we got Ajak, one of the most amazing live performers I've ever had the pleasure of witnessing. We got E-Man. E-Man is, he's my younger cousin, and he actually helped me launch this whole Playback 808 thing, helps me, you know, keep it going, keep the fire going. And he's probably one of Curse's favorite rappers, and he's just like an engine. He just keeps things going. And we got Magic. We got two artists out in Melbourne. So Magic is he does a lot of the music that's kind of like, you know, socially politically driven, but like he's got like a real old school flavor, like power in his voice stuff. And then Lord Levy is just incredible. He's like 18 or 19, just another kid out in Melbourne, and he's just doing amazing things out there. Recently did a song with a couple artists from Valve Sound, so I think it was Tobias and Maya Hirasedo. So yeah, just in different pockets of Australia, just like young people grinding and trying to better their situation.
Making it happen.
Regardless how long it takes or what barriers are in front of you, because that's what we've instilled in us from the get-go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you've been, like we mentioned, you've been working in music for about 7 years now, yeah. Particularly in Adelaide. How do you think the scene's changed over that time?
A lot of doors have been knocked down. Adelaide as a city, to begin with, is incredible, because it's sitting in this space between, like, okay, city, but quiet enough for you to, you know, just go into your little hub and just create and just, you know, have somewhere to present it at. So I've always made the statement that Adelaide is probably the most important hip-hop city in Australia, because you look at the track record, you see the Hilltop Hoods, who are probably the biggest, if any, like, in the whole Australian hip-hop scene. You see the acts like TK, like the old days, like, they have their roots here. And it's just the fact that the small city syndrome mentality, like, it was driving artists to go seek, you know, greener pastures. But right now, you saw with the Winter City Sounds and even events like Warm Adelaide, like, it's starting to position itself as, you know, this real, real city of music. I have this ongoing, like, a bit of banter, you know. Adelaide is turning from the city of churches to the city of verses. And that is legitimate. So as a talent incubator, it's incredible. And the talent I'm seeing come out of it is undeniable. Yeah, speaks for itself.
Absolutely. Yeah, you just have to work hard and you'll be able to make a space for yourself.
100%.
So what do you have planned for the rest of 2017?
We just did a couple of shows. So we had one at Fat Controller, and then we did Nexus Arts. So these are, like, you know, more playback 808 focused shows. Besides the Hilltop Hoods, like, that shows of that kind of magnitude, which we have, like, big announcements to come. But in the near future, we got Red Bull Music Academy bringing down Abra at Sugar on the 30th. So we're really focusing on that, getting that right now. So, and after that, we have a show in Melbourne, our first interstate gig, October 14. The details are going to be coming out real soon. And it's going to be with some of our younger brothers out in Melbourne. And we're going to really be making a statement, you know. So just more shows and more releases. I have a single coming out in like 3 weeks.
Excellent.
Just announced that. So, but yeah, just more music, more songs, more life.
Definitely have to keep an ear out for that.
100%.
Dice Fora, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, man.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate that.